Houston Station, Jaxon 2, with a question about the robo-OBT later today.
Jack, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, good morning. We're just looking at it, chatting about it. We think Jessica is the one doing the EVA or the robo EVA task, but Chris is the one on the schedule to do the training with Soap and I today. We just want to put it on your radar if you guys think that's right, or if we should swap Chris and Jessica's line in that hour so Jessica can be the one with us.
I feel, Jack. We'll stare at that ourselves. Give that that we're checking.
Okay, yeah, no rush. We'll just give us a holler when you guys think you know what the best plan forward is.
You got it.
Union Station on 2.
With you and 2, Jessica. Go ahead.
Yeah, I checked my computer, and it looks like it didn't save. I did have a little Internet Explorer glitch during that, and I couldn't get back to the timeline, but I had thought that the crew note already saved. So, annoying IT. Sorry about that. We are going to open up Melfi right now, then, to double-check those, if that's okay.
We copy, Jessica. Sorry for the IT issues. It happens on Earth, too. Yeah, from 7:45 on, so in about a minute and a half, you're going to open Melfi, and while you're there, we'll take the Ziploc barcodes as well. Thank you for doing this.
We copy. We'll get all of them. Thanks.
Phoenix Station, Sophie and 2 for Relay Stop.
Phoenix Station, Sophie. Go ahead.
Yes, I like you have everything on the crew notes, and that's procedure complete.
We copy. We're waiting for it to update on the ground. Thanks for the heads up.
Thanks, Alex. Houston Station, Sophie and 2 for Cygnus cargo ops.
Sophie, Houston is with you on 2, and we have ISO. Go ahead.
Great. So, quick question. I was working on gathering all the JSB and all the trash around stations so that we can put them into Cygnus, and there is one enigma that we have here. So we have a JSB 5600 labeled hardware trash that was assigned from PMM towards Node 2 Ford Ancon. It's almost empty. There's just one item in there. And we were wondering if you were tracking this too, or if this can go as part of the hardware trash into the PMM hardware trash.
Copy, Sophie. We're checking.
Thank you. And as a side note as well, good question. So it seems that the hardware trash JSB is not completely full in PMM, and even if we add this tiny piece of hardware into this, it would be like maybe 30% full. So just would be happy to have words on if we trash 30% full JSB with hardware or if we keep it on station.
Copy the question. We'll let you know when we have an answer.
Station on 2 for Cygnus.
Go ahead on 2. We're with you.
I am not quite done with the Cygnus cargo steps. I probably need another 10 minutes or so to finish that out, but I need to get over to help Jack with the ultrasound. I can go check if they're ready for me, and then I can come back here, but I know that Sophie's activity is dependent on this one being finished first, so just looking for a little guidance there.
Copy. We're checking really quick. One moment.
And Houston Station, Sophie and 2 for a suggestion that might ease the answers.
Go ahead, Sophie.
So, two new JSBs that we are planning to trash on Cygnus. It's Wet Trash 5601 and Dry Trash. I cannot see the number, but I'll report it to you. The Wet Trash is probably 80% full, so I can add some hardware and try to put as much as the hardware inside this, and so that I basically combine the trash into JSB 5601.
Sophie, Houston is back with you on 2. Copy. We'll check on that suggestion, and we'll get back with you. Please pass for Jessica or go to have her extend the activity by 10 minutes to wrap up the Cygnus cargo operations. And we have coordinated that with POIC accordingly.
Great. You're awesome. Thanks. That will help working on all this. Thanks.
Roger. Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie, and go back on trash loading.
Please listening on 2.
Hey, Sophie. So we have an answer for you. For now, we have our go to continue loading common trash, However, we do want to say no more hardware JSPs, so including that 5600 you saw. Those hardware JSPs are no longer approved for Cygnus, so we'll keep those on ISS, but you are go to load the common trash per stow track.
Okay, so just as a report, the two common trash that will be trashed are 5601, and so this is wet trash, and 5618, which is dry trash. And that's it for the additional JSB that we did put inside Cygnus this morning.
We copy that, Sophie. Thank you.
And just as a question for stowage, I would like to relocate 5600 into PMM if possible so that all of the JSBs are in the same spot.
Roger that, Sophie. We're good with that plan. No issues.
Great. And so just for your information, right now we then have two hardware trash into PMM.
We're copy. We're tracking. And we would like those, never mind. Sophie, Houston on two, just to clarify, nothing additional. We deliberately cut that off.
Okay, no worries. Houston Station on two for Cygnus.
You on two, go ahead.
Yeah, two questions. In step 380, it says white straps are needed to secure. I'm verifying the IMV duct strap. And there's a constraint image that shows that one of them is currently not on the IMV, but it's there. There's one of those, the one that you put in the constraint image in step 380, and there's one other one that's like an elastic white band. It doesn't like actually separate those, so you wouldn't be able to like wrap it around the beam because there's no, like it's just a band with no opening. Were there supposed to be more than one of the white straps that's pictured in the constraint image?
We're checking, Jessica.
Okay, and while you're checking on that, two other questions associated with that one. That line item, I'm assuming, is just to verify that it's there because the IMV duct is going to be moved later and secured to the A1, the aft one beam. I'm not actually doing anything with them right now. I'm just verifying.
That is correct.
Okay, and then lastly, for the final JSPs in step 382 that are being loaded, it says day 3 corridor. And so we're corridor meaning the center of the vehicle, so we're just stuffing those all the way down in the middle as low as possible. I don't think they can actually make it to bay 3, but they would be like at the 2-3 interface. Is that the correct interpretation of just kind of the center of the vehicle in the corridor?
That's affirmative. Your understanding matches ours.
Okay, great. Well, I will fly back in there to finish that stuff out, but yeah, just let us know about if there should be another one of those straps. As you can see in the photo in that same constraint image, there is like one restraint made out of the black Velcro ties that we have. That's the current one that's holding it in the current position. So I would say if there's supposed to be another white strap and we don't have it, we could easily make one of the same, for the same function with those black zip ties, or just relocate that one. I'm not sure exactly how that's being grabbed, so I don't have that image.
Copy that, Jessica. We will give that some thought and think about it, and we'll have a solution by the time we get to reroute that IMV later.
Okay, copy. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks.
Houston, station on two for timeline.
You on two. Go ahead.
This is Chris. I was just wondering, Jack had asked a question about the OPT robot support this afternoon. I was just wondering if you guys had a chance to take a look at that. I'm just trying to figure out my plan for the rest of the morning.
Copy that, Chris. We're waiting to speak with the Robo and EVA team on that one, so we might have an answer for you a little bit closer to the conference.
Yep, copy all that. Helps. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks.
Sensation, Sophie on two for Cygnus Egress.
Houston's with you on two. Go ahead.
Yes, just wanted to let you know we just finished almost all of the steps for stow track, and now I'm ready to start 1.203 Cygnus egress. So we're, as you know, a little bit behind timeline. It took a little bit longer to strap everything down there.
Copy that. Sophie, we are tracking, and we are ready for you to start. Looking forward to it.
Great. Working on this, then. Station Sophie on 2 for Cygnus.
Houston is with you on 2. Go ahead for Cygnus.
I was just working on the stowage of the IMV ducts, and in the procedure, there is a mention of a locker door, which I don't find inside Cygnus. It says Yeah, I have no idea where it is. I looked quite a bit, but if you had a heads up about this. Step 2.1, figure 2.
Talking about it, standby.
Just to understand, the big picture is I'm removing the free end of the MV duct and just stow everything in a neat manner inside Cygnus. So first, I don't have enough straps, but I can find a way to strap them. This is not a problem. Just I wanted to be sure I route it the correct way.
Copy that, Sophie. We talked about it a little bit. If needed, feel free to use some of the black Velcro straps to secure the IMV duct. The objective with the IMV duct is just to have it pointing generally to the open cabin towards the deck. We also wanted to let you know... Bye-bye. Additionally, we wanted to let you know that there may not actually be a physical locker present.
Copy for objective.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yes, I understand. So copy for, homemade straps and no locker inside.
Readback. Additionally, it is important to keep the rock catcher at the end of the IMV duct free.
Again, I was talking to Jessica.
Reading that back one more time, it's just also important to keep the rock catcher, if you will, at the end of the IMV duct, free of any other objects.
All makes sense and no worries. I have a plan and we'll send you pictures.
Perfect, thank you.
Hey, and Jessica's here. Houston's station, Sophie on 2 for Cygnus.
Sophie, Houston's with you on 2, go ahead.
I'm about to close the hatch in Cygnus, and I was just wondering if you wanted to see the pictures before I close the hatch. So basically, all steps through step 7, which is hatch closure, went really nominal, and duct has been installed so that there's nothing around the end within 30 centimeters around, so basically almost 2 feet.
Copy all, Sophie. We are good with that. We can get the pictures later. You do have our go in step 7.2. However, we also want to request the Node 1 camera be pointed at the vestibule so we can watch along with you.
Okay, great. I will point Node 1 camera so that you can come on board.
Thank you. That's perfect.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for Cygnus.
With you on 2, Sophie. Go ahead.
That's step 8.1 complete. Hatch is fully closed.
Happy. We'll let you know then for your next activity, procedure 1.117. That's the CBM controller panel assembly rotation and closeout. Safing is in place per step 1.1, and you would have our go to continue.
Okay, go to continue with a good safing on the next procedure. And station Sophie on 2 for Cygnus.
Sophie, we are with you on 2. Go ahead.
On step 3.2, there was no moisture on any of the CPAs. So do you still want me to photo document, or we're good to go to step 3.3?
No need to photo document. Since there's no moisture, go to press.
Go to press. Copy. Sensation, sensor into first Cygnus.
We are with you on 2. Go ahead.
So just tracking a little bit behind timeline, so I have a suggestion, my PPC, I'm happy to put it to another day, really everything goes fine, so no worries, you can tell them and happy to delay it so that I can finish this task and be on time for the rest.
Okay, copy. Additionally, we can let you know that after midday meal also works for that PPC if you'd like, so if you'd like to stay on the Cygnus activities, we would definitely appreciate it.
Okay, so let's make the decision later. Just for now, I'm pressing on this Cygnus desk.
Roger. Sounds good. We copy PPC no earlier in the afternoon.
Station on 2 for PMD.
Jessica, we are with you on 2 for PMD.
Benny, for step 4, the quick release pin is in the pump's operating position.
We copy. That is a good config.
Thank you.
Station Houston, Jack's on 2. For Jam CTP relocate.
Jack, sorry about that. Houston's with you on 2.
Of course, sir. I have apparently gone and lost a 4.0 CTP number 5092 labeled NG23 food. Supposed to be here in Jam 1-1.
I can't see the Cheyenne 4.0 CTB. Can you guys give me a clue? Maybe it got crew noted somewhere else, maybe?
Roger. We will check and see if we can find the Giant 4.0 CTB.
Sir.
Houston Station on 2 for PMD.
Jessica, go for PMD.
Just a quick question. Before I saw the tethers in the cable bag for the PMD, I had already secured it with the existing bungees that we have in that location. I think this is what we used to do. So it looks familiar to me, and it's very secure. So is that all right then for you guys that I use the bungees instead of those other straps, the adjustable straps?
Roger, Jessica. We are checking.
Hey, copy. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and the bungee tether conversation.
Yep.
After a brief conversation, we are good to have you use the bungees instead of the adjustable straps called for there.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Bet. Thank you.
Station on 2 for PMD.
Hey, Jessica. Houston's back with you on 2. Go ahead.
One more time, Denny. I see FSC-10 that Chris set up here, but it does tell me to check with you. I am assuming I will and go for FSC-10.
Confirm. You are correct, and you have our go to use FSC-10.
Copy, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and the 4.0 CTB.
Hold up, sir.
All right, the laydown is we've been looking at our stuff, and we still think our latest was that it was at Deck 1. So basically, if you've gathered the others, please go ahead and move on. We will continue our search, and we'll call you back if we end up finding it later. But, sorry, we don't have a better answer at the moment.
No worries. I have moved all the other CTBs, and I pre-staged the 4 bungees waiting for 5092 in the spot that it's going to go. So I'll just stand by and wait for a ready. Thanks, sir.
Thumbs up. High five.
Hey, Jack. You got to go.
Nice. Very nice.
Station, Sophie on 2 for Cygnus.
Sophie, Houston's with you on 2 for Cygnus. Go ahead.
So that's test complete in step decimal 4.4 of procedure 1.117.
Roger, we copy the task is complete, and we are ready for you to step into your next activity, which is procedure 1.211 Cygnus vestibule configure for teammate. I can also confirm that step 4.1 in there, node 1 deck aft IMV safing is complete. You have our go for step 4.2.
Okay, go for 4.2 and pressing on to this procedure 1.211.
That's a good readback. We'll see you in that one.
Houston Station on 2 for PMD.
Jessica, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
And step 7.1.2.1, the AC inverter 1036, their switch 2 currently has some stuff plugged into it. Basically, our big USB charging port for node 1 is plugged into there. We could certainly, I guess, do without it if we have to for a day or so, or let me know if I can move that to the other AC inverter, which is also in node 1, and that's I'll give you a number on that in just a second. There's also 1039, which has nothing plugged into it, and it's really located right next to the other one.
Copy. We're checking. Jessica, Houston, back with you on 2.
Good.
We talked about it briefly, and we don't have any issues with that being plugged into AC inverter 1039.
Okay, when you say that, do you mean the PMD, or you mean moving the existing stuff that's in 1036 into 1039?
There's a chance we may have misunderstood. Could you clarify? Good question.
Sure thing. So the execute note tells me to plug the PMD into 1036 and make sure that nothing else is plugged into that inverter. Right now, there are two things plugged into that inverter. In switch one, there is a GFCI that's plugged into nothing, which is the one that we use for our vacuum. And then there is also a GFCI plugged in switch 2, and that's the one that goes to the mini-port USB charger that is currently switch on and being used for power. Just adjacent to that inverter, there's another AC inverter 1039, which currently has nothing plugged into it. So I guess the question is, do you want the PMD to go in 1036 per the procedure, and then I would move the other stuff from 1036 to 1039, or can I just put the plug the PMD into 1039, which has nothing else on it?
We're talking about it. Jessica Houston, back with you on 2.
On 2.
All right. Really appreciate the clarification. What we have for you is the PMD, we need that to be on 1036. So the stuff that's currently on 1036 should be moved to 1039. How copy?
Okay, copy. I will move that. I'll have to cut some cable ties. I'll move that GFCI in to 1039. And is any switch okay?
Yes, any switch is fine.
Okay, copy. Thanks. And obviously, I'm a bit behind finishing this up now, so I think I'll just as soon as I'm done, I'll go over and do cognition, and then hopefully I'll still be on time for the EVA tools. But if not, I'll just be a little late for that.
Copy, copy. That sounds great.
Houston, station Sophie on 2 for Cygnus Festival teammate.
Sophie, Houston is with you on 2. Go ahead.
I was gathering all the items for the stowage notes, and I see that I need the dry vacuum cleaner. But right now, in note 1, we cannot plug any vacuum cleaner due to PMD ups. So I was wondering if I can use the cordless one.
Copy that, Sophie. The cordless vacuum is A-OK for this one.
Okay, I understand. I'm going to use the cordless vacuum cleaner.
Confirm. Go.
Station on 2, another PMD power question.
Jessica, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Denny, in 7.1.2.3, it says cobalt brick input power off. I was assuming that's because it powers the inverter 1036, but the cable from 1036 dives down like in between racks, so I'm unable to chase it down to see what source it goes to. Could you tell me? I would assume that that's not even going to a cobalt brick, but could you please, so since it's coming from an inverter, so could you clarify what that step is for?
Copy. We're checking on step 7.1.2.3.
Here. So my assumption is that cobalt brick step and just go to step 7.1.2.4 to power off the ULP before plugging anything else in.
Copy that, Jessica. We like it. You can go ahead and skip step 7.1.2.3 and execute 7.1.2.4, like you said.
Okay, copy. And then I'll plan on going to start cognition. Obviously, at this point, I'll be late for the tool config, but I can make up any tool config that doesn't get done during midday meal if that plan works for you guys.
Copy that. That is okay by us. Additionally, we can also schedule some EVA tool config time later if that would be helpful, so you don't have to skip on midday meal.
Okay, thanks. We'll let you know how long that takes, and we'll let you know if we need more time. Thank you.
Sounds good. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, or either Chris or Jessica, at your convenience regarding the OBT and who should be doing it.
Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris. So we talked about it with the team here, and we've discovered that the person taking the OBT should indeed be Jessica. So the game plan, what we'd like to do, is basically have you swap your activity with her activities. The exception of the green one, she'll have to take that one because it's personal to her, after midday meal or sometime early this afternoon. Does that make sense, and do you have any questions?
Poppy, yeah, that makes sense. I'm bummed I can't relax on her behalf, but I think we'll make that work. And thanks for checking on that. I'll touch base with Jessica and make sure that we're all squared away. Thank you.
Here, that sounds good. Thank you, Chris.
Houston Station on 2 for PMD.
Jessica, Houston's with you on 2 for PMD.
Complete with step 7.
Poppy, thank you for the time on this one. We appreciate it.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2 for eye exam setup.
Jack, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
SSC-7, logged out and position and the camera set up. You guys are go for laptop prep. Let me know if you need a camera adjustment.
Copy that, Jack. We'll check. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and SSC-7 connections.
Houston, go for Jack on 2.
Jack, we're not currently seeing SSC-7 on the network. Would you mind please checking the hardline connections to and from SSC-7 to get good data from that? We'd certainly appreciate it.
And work.
Thank you.
Station on 2 for air and camera view.
Hey, Sergey, the camera view looks good. You have our go to exercise.
Copy, go for exercise. Thank you.
Thank you.
And station SSC-7 has a good internet connection. I see a green light and a flashing orange light.
Hey, Jack, we appreciate you checking. We are getting good pings now. Thanks for that.
Houston, airlock on tool for tool config. Just want to let you guys know you're welcome to come on board with the airlock camera if that would be interesting or useful or helpful.
Thanks for that, Chris. We appreciate the offer. We will route that and join you.
Houston, airlock on tier. Really quick question. I'm trying to verify the serial number of the BRT over here, and I have no idea where on the BRT it is located and can't seem to see it. Do you guys happen to know off the top of your head?
Copy that, Chris. We are checking for where the serial number on the BRT is.
At Houston, airlock. Never mind. I found it. It was under a bunch of Kapton tape, so it was pretty hard to see, but I found it. Thank you.
Good eye, good eye. Thank you.
And station Sophie on 2 for Cygnus.
Sophie, we are with you on 2. Go ahead.
I just finished step 4, and sorry it took me a bit longer to do the step 4 decimal 10 because the V-band clamp was a bit hard to install. But now all nominal, and I am ready for checking the spacing configuration.
Copy that. For 5.3, I can send you 1553 safing configurations are complete. Go for step 5.4.
Okay, and just go for step 5.4. Thank you.
Thank you.
And station Jack Slap 2 for EVA GoPro.
Jack, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
The note in the procedure says it takes 5 hours to charge, and it looks like in 3 hours I'm taking it off the charger to get it all set up again. Just want to double-check that timing is what you guys want.
Roger that, Jack. That's a fair question. We will check.
Sir.
And station Sophie on 2 for Cygnus.
Sophie, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
So, in step 6.6, everything nominal, 1553 channel alpha jumper removed, go for a channel reconfiguration.
Copy that, Sophie. Could we clarify which channel, and did you mean step 5.7?
Yeah, that's great. Let me just go back and double check with the jumper and let me check.
Copy, thank you.
Houston, airlock 2, 5.02 for tool config.
Chris, we're with you on 2, but we're about to have a handover. We might want to talk after it. 5 seconds.
Yeah, after.
Sophie, I confirm. Sorry, was that? And Sophie on 2 for 5.7.
Sophie, Houston's back with you on 2. Go ahead.
And sorry for the miswording. It was indeed 5.7, and so 1553 channel Bravo jumper removed, and we are go for channel alpha spacing.
Copy. We'll put the safing in work. Thank you. Sophie, Houston's back with you on 2. 1553 safing configurations are complete, and you have our go for step 6.3.
You go for step 6.3. Thank you.
You are welcome. Chris, Houston is back with you on 2. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. I'm looking at step 5.03 in Stowtrack, or sorry, 5.02 in Stowtrack, which is for my D-ring extenders. So I do not have any D-ring extenders on my suit, and I just looked, and I think the Jessica's suit was built from Xena's suit, and that one has the D-ring extenders on it that are mentioned in this line of Stowtrack, and so I just wanted to check how we wanted to handle those D-ring extenders.
Copy, Chris. We are checking. Chris, Houston back with you on 2.
This is awesome.
Okay, so D-ring extenders. Yes, we do want you to have those. We're thinking they may still be on Mike's suit. We're checking on that. However, in the meantime, if you want to check the tether staging area, if there are two D-ring extenders there, you are welcome to take those and put those on your waist tether.
Copy that. I'll look around. But, yeah, I'm guessing they may be on Mike's suit. Those two serial numbers in my stow track are on Jessica's suit for sure. But the two other ones might be on Mike's suit, which I think is Jack's suit, which is currently bundled up in CASA. So I'll take a look around here first.
We copy that. Sounds good.
Sensation Sophie on 2, step 6.6, 1553, channel alpha jumper removed, go for channel reconfiguration.
Copy. That's in work. Sophie, Houston's back with you on 2. Safing is in place for step 7.1. Reminder, please do not disconnect from Node 1 Nader bulkhead. Disconnect jumper Whiskey 8600 from Cygnus bulkhead.
Thank you for the reminder, and I understand that I will disconnect only W
8600 from Cygnus Vulcan.
Appreciate it. That's a good readback.
Thank you.
Houston, airlock on 2 for D-ray extenders. I did not see any in the tether staging area. Do I expect them?
Hey, Chris. Copy. Yeah, we were expecting to see a couple there. We're going to search a couple of alternate locations, and we'll let you know.
Copy. I will keep combing through then. Houston, airlock on 2. I did find a set of D-ring extenders in a mesh bag. I've got serial number 1028 and 1022.
Copy that, Chris. Those are the two we were expecting. Awesome.
Houston, station Sophie for Cygnus.
Sophie, Houston's with you. Go ahead on 2.
Step 7.5, power cable W8600 disconnected from Cygnus.
Copy that, Sophie. We can verify that safety is in place in step 8.1. Additionally, reminder, do not disconnect from a node 1 Nader bulkhead. Disconnect jumper Whiskey 8601 from Cygnus bulkhead.
Copy, I will only disconnect from Cygnus bulkhead and not from node 1. The cable W8601.
Good readback.
Sensation, Sophie on 2 for Cygnus.
Sophie, Houston's with you on 2.
Alright, so that's step 8.5 complete. Power cable W8601 disconnected from Cygnus and ready for Cygnus power via the SSRMS.
We copy. And let's see, Chris, if you're listening on 2 as well, I think it's a good time to give a big picture of how we think the timeline will go for the next little bit here.
Okay, I understand you want me to go check where Chris is and together with him?
Chris is listening on 2.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I wanted to talk to both of you because my proposal is going to impact both of you. So first of all, really appreciate all the flexibility this morning. It's been a pretty time-constrained morning, and we appreciate your flexibility. Looking at your timeline, Sophie, we think that there's probably an extra half hour or 40 minutes of work beyond when your blue-boxed OBT robot EVA support starts. Our proposal is that you continue in this procedure and complete steps 10 and 11. We think that will get you more or less to the right time frame. And then when you go to your OBT, you hand the procedure over to Chris, starting in step 12, and he works the steps from step 12 until the end. Wanted to check with both of you if you thought that was an acceptable plan.
Clearly is acceptable for me, so I understand step 10 and 11, and I will hand over to Chris for step 12.
Yep, and that works for me as well. I copy, I'll expect step 12 to the end, but I'll just tag with Sophie before her blue box activity starts and pick up where she's at.
Okay, perfect. Again, thank you both for the flexibility. I think this lets us not have to move that conference and also keeps us moving on Cygnus. So I appreciate it. Sophie, your go to continue in step 10.
All right, no worries, and with pleasure going on step 10.
Houston, airlock on 2, wire tie question.
Chris, with you on 2, go ahead.
Hey, for my personal tool config, I need two short wire ties for bunny ears, and I was wondering where I should get those from.
We're looking for them. We'll let you know.
Copy. In Houston, airlock on 2. One other question for, I guess, for EVA task. The current tool config has a socket on a ret in my trash bag, and my plan was going to be to try to use a socket caddy in the probably in the cable bag, if that makes sense, instead. And I just wanted to check on doing the config for that.
Copy that, Chris. That configuration you've just suggested is indeed approved. You can find additional socket caddies in the increment 74 EVA mesh bag.
Copy that. I will grab one and make that change.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Airlock Houston on 2 for Chris and wire ties.
Chris is with you on 2.
Hello, Chris. We think we have a spot for you to check. Have a look at airlock overhead 1 alpha 2. There should be a mesh bag in there labeled wire ties and snorkels. That may contain the wire ties you seek.
See that. I will grab any two short wire ties from overhead 1 alpha 2 from a wire ties and snorkels bag. I will let you guys know when I've got those and taken them out. And also, for your reference, I found a socket caddy seal number 1004 in the mesh bag, and I am going to plan to put my spare socket on that and in the cable bag.
We copy all. Thanks, Chris.
And, Houston airlock on 2. One other question for you. I removed a pit pin ret, and a 7/16 wobble socket from my, trash bag. I'm guessing I should use just a plain ret, not a pit pin ret, to attach this to the cable bag, and was wondering if you had a specific ret or a specific place I should grab that ret from.
Copy that, Chris. So our recommendation would be to use the, plain ret. There should be one in the tether staging area. However, if there's also an open hook on the fish stringer, you're more than welcome to use one of those as well.
Okay, I'll probably just grab a plain ret. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I didn't need, there weren't any, like, inspection, you know, rets that needed to be inspected or anything like that. So I will just grab one from the tether staging area.
Roger. That works for us.
Copy that. And the pin ret just goes back to the tether staging area as well?
That's affirmative, Chris. It should go back. The pit pin ret should go back to the staging area.
Copy.
Did airlock on 2.
Jessica, Houston is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Just a quick question. Was the intent for this tool config block to complete all of the steps in StowTrack, or just our personal and the BUS is just asking because then we'll know whether or not we need to ask for more time?
Copy that, Jessica. So intent was to finish out the StowTrack. We will, based on where we end off, we'll take a look at much more time we think we need to plan for.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Just to update you, I've updated in StowTrack, but I'm through all of my steps for my personal mini workstation. Chris is almost done with his, and then there's a few additional steps for the bags and stuff in the airlock, so we haven't gotten to those yet, and I'll move over to the blue box robot activity.
Roger. Thank you. That sounds good.
Workstation on 2 for Relax Pro Smartwatch.
With you into, Sophie. Go ahead.
It's Jessica, and I'm just checking, since we kind of had a swap of activities between me and Chris so that I could do the robot, I have the watch, it's fully charged, so I was just going to put it on right now. It's a little bit early, and I'm assuming that's no impact.
And that is correct. You're good to wear it.
It sounds good. Thank you.
Chris, Houston on 2. We saw what you showed us, and we understand or want to know where you found it.
Yeah, that was just Velcroed on the side of Node 2 Deck 2, just outside the vestibule. And so I was wondering, says that there's a linear space on it, model CRS2-EXT, and I was wondering if this is supposed to go somewhere or where I should put it.
Copy that. We're not really sure at the moment. Feel free to temp stow it for now, and we'll get back with you when we know more.
Copy that. Do you want the part number from it?
Affirm. We'll take that.
Okay, part number 1400PC117-401. So that's 1400PapaCharlie117-401.
Copy. We'll investigate.
Houston Station 2, complete in step 3.3 of 1.111.
Houston copies. Thank you.
Houston Station 2, step 12.2 of 1.211.
Houston copies. You've just completed 12.2 of 1.211. Your last call might have got jumbled a little bit, but
yeah, I actually have a question on 12.2.
Ah, copy. Go ahead.
Yeah. So in the half CTD labeled Node 1 Nader VOK, there is a 12x12 Ziploc bag labeled VV to Node 1 protective cap. However, it is not empty. There is one cap in there labeled Cap J6. Just wanted to make sure that was expected, and then I did not find a 12x12 Ziploc bag labeled Node 1 Deck Act before IMV cap. So I did find an empty, unlabeled Ziploc bag.
Copy that, Chris. We're checking.
Copy, and sorry to add on for complete list. I believe this is what the XTP note says, but there was no Ziploc bag labeled CPA caps, and I believe that's expected, but figured I'd double check.
Roger that. And Chris, the semi-1. Chris, the Ziploc bag with the cap, you can go ahead and stow that in the VOK. How copy?
Yep, I will put that Ziploc bag labeled VV to Node 1 protective caps in the Ziploc bag, and then the cap Juliet 6 will remain in that Ziploc.
You copy? Thank you very much.
Sim station on 2, complete in step 13.3, SIG 23 closeout photos are available on SSC 6 and are ready for downlink.
All right, Chris, copy SSC 6, thank you.
No problem, continuing in step 14, and hello, Orbit 2.
Hello from Orbit 2.
Houston station on to Node 1 Nader hatch. I'm complete in step 14.1. Good hatch seal inspections. The sealing gate was in good condition. And 14.2, one of the Velcro tabs is not super well engaged, but all the rest are. I think it's secure. Just wanted to make sure you guys are happy with that.
Okay, copy the status, and we are good with that config. You are go to press, and just FYI, that bag that you found with the label you showed up to the camera, that's just a standard recovery strap bag that goes with every Cygnus, but it can be trashed, so no problem.
Okay, yeah, it wasn't really a bag, just to clarify. It was like just a piece of closeout, it looked like, or a piece of fabric, but if that part number is going to be trashed, I'm happy to trash it.
Copy, and Cygnus team confirms it can be trashed.
Copy that, and we'll go. Houston station on 2, we are complete in step 15 of 1.211.
Okay, copy. Excellent work. And Chris, if you're still by the phone there, I know that you and Jessica are still have EVA tool config left. We're going to take the whatever's left over and schedule that for a different day, so no concern there. I'm thinking you probably all want to get lunch, and then we can tag up whenever you like to figure out how we're going to get the rest of Cygnus closed out today.
EVA tool config, and we will tag up after everybody's had a bite to figure out the forward plan for closing up Cygnus. Thank you.
Sure thing. Thanks for all the good work.
Houston, station on 2 for timeline.
Go on 2.
Hey, Megan. We're just finishing up our lunches and wanted to connect about timeline and how you wanted us to proceed for the rest of the afternoon.
All right. Yeah, the most time critical is getting Jessica's PMD depress kicked off. That'll allow Ethos to start powering things up and seeing how we're doing. So we have decided it's okay for her to step into that whenever she's ready. And then however we need to float the HMS vision test, the pink activity, that can move to the right without much trouble. So, yeah, let's get into that whenever she's ready, and we'll get rolling.
Sounds like a plan, and I think we've got a critical mass here. We can all kind of pitch in and knock that out pretty quick.
Excellent. Thank you all for your flexibility today.
Sure.
Much, but sooner or later we need it. Thank you.
Houston station on 2, looking for your go in 11.2.3.
All right. If you confirm that the EMER MPEV is closed, then you are go in 11.2.3.
Where MPEV is closed. Thanks for the go.
Copy.
Station, busy press.
With you on 2.
Looking for your go in step 15.
Just want to confirm, yeah, you closed the vent valves in step 12, right?
Made firm.
All right, yes. You are go in step 15.
Copy go, and I'm just looking ahead at 15.2. It calls out the inverter 1019. That's not the inverter we plugged the PMD into. I'm assuming we should turn the inverter on that we plugged the PMD into, which is 1036.
Yep, good catch, and you are go with the current inverter that it's plugged into.
Copy go. Station on 2 for the best of the press.
Go ahead.
We are in step 15.4.5, pressure management devices go for vestibular depress. Just letting you know, in a prior step, that is written as if it's a switch throw to depress, but the depress was already in depress. That expected. I know that one wasn't called out earlier to verify, so I'm not sure if that was supposed to have been in repress or not.
Copy. Yeah, that is expected, and we'll take that note back.
Houston station on 2, check for EA GoPro setup.
On 2, Jack.
Hey, I had an earlier outstanding question about whether I'm charging this for just the 3 hours listed or the 5 hours that are in the procedure. You guys want me to plug in and start doing the setup now, or should I be waiting another hour or two?
It was just charged in January, so it's probably not going to take the full 5 hours. So I think in step 8 of your 14.10 activity, if you see that the icon shows full battery, then you're good.
Okay, awesome. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica.
Hi.
had a good PMD leak check, so you're go for that activity at 1305 to open the Node 1 deck MPEV.
Work.
Houston, station on 2, Jack, for the GEM CTP relocate from earlier today.
Jack, Huntsville's with you on 2 for your LSG sleeve CTPs.
Hey, I appreciate that. Looking for Houston for a GEM CTP relocate from earlier today for an update.
Hey, Jack, I am with you on 2.
Hey, we hunted around for 5092 and could not find it. We did a barcode scan for it around the USOS and could not find it. Just wanted to give you that update that we've been looking at barcodes, looking for it, and still been unsuccessful.
Okay. Copy all. Yeah, thanks for doing the hunt. We'll do some head-scratching here and see if we can have any other ideas on it, but I think that's probably good for searching for now. We'll let you know.
Sounds great. Thanks. Phil, station, Jackson 2 for LSG Stowe.
Huntsville is with you on 2 for LSG Stowe.
Awesome. I am looking at small tenant sleeve serial number 16-154. I've transferred it to its new padded Ziploc. The old Ziploc had the word suspect on it. Do you want me to transfer that, or is that fake news?
Good question. Check it. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and LG sleeve answer.
Hit me with it.
We were tracking that sleeve had a small nick, and the engineering team determined that it shouldn't propagate, so you are good to move that sleeve to the new bag, and we don't need any additional labeling or anything on the new bag.
So I will do just that.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack. We are ready for scene and voice check whenever you are.
Jack is on 2 for scene and voice check.
Copy. All right, good potatoes, good scene. Thank you. Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Houston, this is Station. We are ready.
Houston ACR, this is Mission Control Houston. Please call Station for voice check.
Station, this is Houston ACR. How do you hear us?
We've got you loud and clear.
Got you loud and clear as well. Please stand by for opening remarks.
Hi, my name is Safine. Greetings from the Queens Public Library. I'm Rita Carl, Director of Programming. We have over 60 libraries serving 2.3 million people across the borough of Queens in New York City. This past year, children at our libraries have been learning what it's like to live and work on the International Space Station. We are so grateful for this opportunity to have their questions answered by the astronauts themselves. The questions are being asked by children from PS24 who are here today, but represent questions submitted by children at libraries from across Queens. And now for our first question.
Hi, my name is Safine. This question is from the Bayside Library. When you are back on Earth, what do you miss most about being in space?
Thanks, Safine. I really appreciate your question. Actually, Chris and I were both rookie astronauts, so we're up in space for our first time, so we've never been back to Earth afterwards. Thinking about it, I'm going to miss all the special times up here. Floating around with your friends, getting the opportunity to be on the International Space Station is really special. And I'm going to miss the opportunity to float around and do science and technology demonstrations.
Hi, my name is Princeton. This is a question from the Broadway Library. Does candy still taste sweet in space?
Hey, Princeton, that's a great question and a really important one. And I can, in fact, I have done this experiment myself, and I can tell you that it does still taste sweet. I think Jack can verify that as well.
Hi, my name is Berhan. This question is from the Cambria Heights Library. How does it feel not being able to walk or lie down on the International Space Station?
Thanks, Burnham. It feels really cool, actually, to just be able to float around and pull yourself down the lab or the different modules that we have. It just feels kind of like pretty cool. But also, it can be a challenge because when you try to put stuff down, it doesn't stay where you put it. You try to sleep, you're just floating down, and sometimes it's nice to feel like you're in a bed underneath a nice heavy blanket. So it's different, but really it's quite a bit of fun.
Hi, my name is Osborne. This question is from the East Flushing Library. Do you do any certain physical exercises to prepare for your space mission?
Thanks for the question, Osborne. It's we do a fair bit of exercise. It's really important to be in good physical shape because when you're up in space, there's no gravity pulling down on us, and so if you don't do a lot of exercises, your muscles and your bones can lose their strength. So we try to be in good shape before we come up to space, and then while we're in space, we usually do about 2.5 hours of exercise every single day. We do some weightlifting, and we also have a treadmill and an exercise bike to do for cardiovascular strength. So we spend a lot of our time trying to keep our bodies healthy and in shape so that we're strong when we get back to Earth.
Hi, my name is Heidi. This question is from the East Flushing Library. How long does it take for your body to readjust to land after your mission?
Station on 2 for you.
Thanks, Heidi. That's kind of tied into the question Chris just answered. It takes us a couple days to 2 weeks or so to really fully adjust when we get back down to Earth. Part of that is the body adjusting to gravity, and part of it is experiencing 1G again and having to be able to pick up your arm and have feel the weight of your arm after not having felt the weight of it for 8 or 9 months. So we take a couple days to a couple weeks, depending on how things go, to be really back to normal when we're back on Earth.
Hi, my name is Lucas. This question is from Elmhurst Library. What is your favorite meal on the space station?
Thanks for the question, Lucas. So I don't know if I have a favorite meal on the space station. My favorite thing is that because we have astronauts on the International Space Station from all different countries, we have some food from a lot of those different countries. We have some food from Japan, Europe, from Russia, and from America. And I like being able to try little bits of those every single day to try different foods. So I think that's my favorite food. I had some really good spicy green beans yesterday, though, so those are pretty high up there for me as well.
Hi, my name is Nadia. This question is from the Flushing Library. Have you ever witnessed any cool chemical reactions in space?
Nadia, that's an interesting question. There's a lot of science going on here up on the space station. Just to my left is an electron microscope that we've been using in the last week. But an example of a chemical reaction that we see all the time is when we draw blood to do experiments and understand how our bodies are reacting to zero gravity. Whenever we draw blood, we put it into a vial with special chemicals in there that will preserve it for the flight home for the amount of time it has to wait until it can get back to the scientists on Earth. So there's special chemicals inside those vials, and the blood reacts with those chemicals in a chemical reaction, so it's preserved and ready for scientists to do more analysis on it when we get home.
Hi, my name is Harrison. This question is from the Flushing Library. Can you create fire in space?
Hey, Harrison. That's a really great question. And actually, we have done a lot of science experiments up here on the International Space Station just about how fire works in space, because instead of it having like a normal flame, the fire actually grows like a sphere, like a ball. And so it provides an opportunity for scientists to better understand how fire works just in general by studying it in space. So great question.
Hi, my name is Gianelli. This question is from the Flushing Library. How long are you staying up there for?
Hi, Janelle. Thanks for the question. I've been up here for about a month. My good friend Chris here just celebrated 100 days in space. That's a pretty cool milestone. And we're both going to be up here on the International Space Station for about 8 months before we head back to the Earth and our families.
My name is Honey. This question is from the Flushing Labs. Can you reuse the spacecraft?
Hey, Henry. That's a really great question. So the International Space Station itself, we've been using it continuously for over 25 years now. But we fly up to the International Space Station different spacecraft. I flew up on a Soyuz rocket and a Soyuz space capsule. That's a one-time-use space capsule. But Jack flew up on a Dragon space capsule, and that's one that gets reused over and over again. So it depends on the spacecraft.
It's time
for your Dragon. That's awesome.
Hi, my name is Kayla. This question is from the Flushing Library. How does the International Space Station stay in orbit?
Hey, Kayla, that's a cool question. Well, the International Space Station is going 17,500 miles an hour as it orbits the Earth. And because it's going so fast, Earth's gravity can't quite pull it back down in, so it will re-enter the atmosphere. It happens a little bit. There's a little bit of atmosphere down, so we get slowed down and we have to speed up every once in a while. But The International Space Station is going as fast as it is because the original rockets and the space shuttle that originally put the space station together had us going this fast. And we can just keep orbiting the Earth while we keep up that speed.
Hi, my name is Shaven. This person is from the Hunters Point Library. How long is the average spacewalk?
That's a great question, Jalen. So every spacewalk is a little bit different, but usually we plan for about 6.5 hours or so for an average spacewalk. Sometimes they're a little bit shorter, sometimes they're a little bit longer. But the life support systems inside our spacecraft can keep us safe and keep us going for at least that amount of time.
Hi, my name is Oyang. This question is from the Hunters Point Library. Where on Earth is your favorite place to see from space?
Hi, Elena. That is a cool question, and the answer is really everywhere, because all parts of the Earth have something interesting to show, whether it's night lights or mountains or lakes or cities or rural countries or forests. We see a lot of the ocean. There's so much to see up here. One of my favorite things, though, is when you look just at the edge of the Earth and you can just see the thin band of atmosphere and all the cool colors of blue during day and all the cool colors of red and orange during sunsets and sunrises and the really cool colors of auroras in the northern hemisphere late at night. Oh, you can see some on the screen now. So there's a lot of really cool things to see from up here.
Hi, my name is Jack. This question is from the Long Island City Library. If you spill liquid by accident in microgravity, how do you clean it up?
Hey, Jack. Well, I actually have some water with me right here. And the cool thing is when you drink water in microgravity, it actually just forms into a ball. And so my favorite way to clean it up is just take a drink.
Hi, my name is Hao Xu. This question is from the Long Island City Library. What advice would you give to children who dream of being astronauts or engineers?
Hi, Hao Xu. Thanks for your question. There's lots of ways to become an astronaut. I was a test pilot in the Navy. My good friend here was a doctor of physics and a medical researcher. And so the best way to become an astronaut, to have the best chance of becoming an astronaut, is find something that you love to do and become as good as you can at it. The more that you love what you do, the more that that passion will shine through and the more that people will love being around you and love watching you do the work that you do. That's the best way to succeed in life and have an opportunity to become an astronaut. So I wish you luck.
Hi, my name is Geronimo. This question is from the Long Island City Library. What kind of science experiments are you running right now, and why are they important?
Thanks for the question, Geronimo. So we've got a whole bunch of different experiments that we're doing on the International Space Station right now. A couple of them that are pretty interesting. Well, first, there's ones where we're actually both the scientists but also the experimental subjects. We do a lot of research on humans and how humans adapt to spaceflight. So you can see Jack is wearing a headband here that's taking some of his vital signs. We do a lot of things where we take our blood and we study how microgravity affects some of the markers that we can see in the blood. We also have some experiments where we're looking at how liquids work in microgravity, and this is really important for thinking about how we can transfer fuel between future spacecraft. We also have an experiment going on where we're looking at using artificial intelligence to help guide ultrasound medical exams. Actually, just over to the side in this module that we're standing in now, we have two robotic arms that we're testing out to see how well they could work to help astronauts as we do tasks on orbit. So we got all sorts of different experiments up here, and that's one of the things that makes it really fun and exciting to work up here.
Hi, my name is Tiffany. This question is from the Long Island City Library. How do you stay connected with family and friends back on Earth?
Hi, Tiffany. Thanks for your question. We have plenty of access to email. We can occasionally make phone calls and send messages back home to our family. It's really important to stay connected with people, both our families and friends, and other people around the world as we share the experience up here. But it is really nice to be able to call home occasionally and see how everyone is doing and tell stories about how our day has gone as well.
Hi, my name is Zoe. This question is from the Long Island City Library. What's the most surprising and or funny thing about everyday life in microgravity?
Great question, Zoe. I think for me, the thing that I always find kind of funny is how easy it is to lose things in microgravity. I had a thing just the other day where all of us were floating around the table, And I put my my little bag of tea down on the table, and we were just having a conversation. I turned back, and it was gone. And it took us 2 days to find where it went to. It floated off in the air currents, just like right in between, and you know, from in between us. You know, you can't put things down and expect them to stay where they are. So I think that's kind of funny and something that's taken a little while to get used to.
Hi, my name is Valerie. This question is from the Long Island City Library. How do you recycle water and air aboard the station?
Hi, Valerie. That's a great question. And it's a really important one, too, because as we go on to the moon and Mars, one of the most important things we can do is recycle the atmosphere and recycle the water that we're using, because the water in particular is very heavy to carry on rockets. And the more that, or the less that we have to take with us, the more other supplies, the more science experiments that we'll be able to take with us as we travel around the solar system. But we have special equipment on board that cleans the carbon dioxide out of our air and reprocesses it into breathable oxygen for us. And we also have special water filters that filter all the water, air conditioners that take the humidity out of the air and process the water and make it safe to drink again. So we can reuse well over 90% of the water, and nearly all of the air that we have gets reused on a daily basis.
Hi, my name is Lucy. This question is from the Panacea Library. What does the Earth look like from space?
Thanks for the question, Lucy. In one word, the Earth looks absolutely beautiful from space. You know, you see all sorts of different things when you look out. You can see mountains. You can see the green of forests. A lot of blue of ocean, and as Jack mentioned earlier, the other thing you can see that is really special is just this thin line of atmosphere that contains all of the air that we breathe when we're on our home planet. It's really just a beautiful and awe-inspiring sight seeing it from up here. The other cool thing is when we look out the window, we can actually see the curvature of the Earth with our plain eyes, which is pretty neat.
Hi, my name is Jade. This question is from the Papenhuyzen Library. How much training do you need to qualify to be an astronaut?
Thanks, Jade. That's an awesome question. Actually, Chris and I joined the NASA Astronaut Corps at the same time in the beginning of 2022. So it's 2026 now. We both did our 2 years of basic astronaut training when we got started to learn how to spacewalk, to learn the systems of the International Space Station, learn how to fly the T-38 airplane, and operate the robotic arm up here. And then after those 2 years, we each got assigned to our missions, and we spent another year and a half to 2 years getting ready for the mission that we're now on. Now we're up here for 8 or 9 years. So it took us about 4 years to get up here, and we get to spend almost a year up here.
Hi, my name is Leilani. This question is from the Papenhuyzen Library. If you get sick during your mission, is there a doctor on the space station?
Thanks for the question. So some astronauts actually are doctors and have medical degrees, but all of us have some medical training and lots of medical supplies up here. And we have doctors on the ground that we can talk to and work with in case anybody gets sick to try to help each other. But the main thing is we help each other up here.
Hi, my name is Dean. This question is from the Rosedale Library. Do you have any pets on the International Space Station?
Hi, Dean. Thanks for the question. We don't have any pets up here. It's just us humans. Though on the next spacewalk and the previous spacewalk, they did do special tests on the outside of the space station to see if there were microbes growing out there. So maybe if you consider bacteria or a microbe a pet, we could have some of those.
Hi, my name is Emily. This question is from the Rosedale Library. How do you sleep on the International Space Station?
Thanks for the question, Emily. So when you sleep in the International Space Station, because there's no gravity, you actually sleep kind of standing and floating up. We have sleeping bags that are attached to the wall in our own little rooms, and it's actually really comfortable. It's like you're floating because you are floating. So I actually sleep really well and really comfortably up here, and it's kind of nice.
We truly appreciate your time today. The students here at Flushing Library are so thankful for the amazing opportunity to hear your answers and explanations. Over the next month, librarians across Queens will host watch parties to bring the excitement of this experience to children, youth, and families across the borough. We can't wait to see how much they will learn. Thank you from everyone at the Queens Public Library.
Thanks very much. From Expedition 74, we were happy to chat with you today.
Much. Bye.
This is Houston ACR. That concludes the event. Thank you.
Thank you to all participants.
Station copy.
Station, we are now resuming operational audio communication. Puppy thumbs up. And for any of you, any crew, at your convenience, I've got a couple stowage items, low priority.
And Houston, Chris on too. I am here for your stowage items.
Hey, Chris. Okay, so for the ECOC CTBs, ISO has told me you can put them in Bay 1 of PMM 4. That may have been Bay 1 of PMM, if that helps get those out of the way. That works for us. And then I know that y'all have been searching for that one 4.0 CTB. Our records show that Sophie was the last one who touched it. Now, I'm not blaming her. I'm just kidding. But the last time she did it was a relocate last week on Thursday. So I don't know if she has an idea or if that helps jog her memory, but that's where we saw that she should have moved it to the location and that activity. So, yeah.
Copy all. We actually have already moved the ECOCs except for Mike Fink's ECOC to Bay 1 of the PMM. Mike Fink's ECOC is in Node 1 Overhead 2, but then all the other ones are in Bay 1 of the PMM for now. And then we are checking with Sophie about that 4.0.
All right, copy all. And Station Houston on 2 to clarify with Chris.
Houston, Station's with you on 2.
Hey, sorry, Chris. I walked you right into an LOS. So I didn't make good notes before the excellent PAO event, so I just want to give you the context. The final location for those ECOCs is going to be Node 1, but because PMV is there, there's not enough room for them, so that's why we've got part of them in PMM. So we'll work to get them to Node 1 later. Pick 2.
Okay, yep, that all makes sense, and copy all. Yeah, once we fully get that vestibule closed out, we'll have a little extra storage space left, so that makes sense. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Houston, Station 2 for CTV 5092.
Hey, Chris, I saw you float by with that CTV, so I expect you found it and stowed it.
Great success, yes. We found it. It was in the PMM. I think it got moved there, so we've got it, and it is now secured with bungees and JPM.
Fantastic.
Bounce Station, Sophie and Sue, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sophie. What's up?
This is Scuba. Good afternoon, Sophie. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No worries. Yes, so for Scuba, I would be ready to start a little bit ahead of time only if it's okay for you. Otherwise, I can wait. Up to you. And I just have turned on the camcorder, and I wanted to know if it's okay for you.
And Sophie, thank you for picking up this activity early. We are ready, so although we have not yet downlinked the camera view yet, but yes, you can proceed on with this procedure.
Okay, great. So I'm right now at step 1.3, and I'll go on until you tell me when you have routed the camera.
Good go.
Line 12. In the stone-up.
Hey, Chris, with you on too. We got caught off just a little bit. Are you talking about the crew note in your IUD or UID training?
In the stowage notes, it says there should be a GFCI inverter, an inverter GFCI cable 3 foot in 1.0 CTV 1168 in Node 1 Deck 4 Delta 1. But I do not see any GFCI, inverter GFCI cables in that CTV, and was wondering if we do in fact expect them in there, because, I didn't see any, and then if there's an alternate location I could grab some from.
Okay, we copy the question, and we're checking.
Go out from Sophie. Do you have the camera, and are they good for you?
And Sophie is done by, we're checking.
It's copy.
And Sophie, the view, we love that view, so with this view, you can proceed.
Okay, I understand I can proceed, and I'm right now set to decimal.
And Sophie, before moving on to step 2, we'd like you to remove the cover of the GEM internal port camera, part of step 1.4.
Camera that is on the starboard wall, and I guess there is the other one. Let me check.
The camera on the GM Elok. So we are using the two cameras today for this activity.
Okay, good copy. Station Houston on 2 for Chris. I have that GFCI location.
And Sophie, GM internal port camera is just sitting on the GM Elok and under the storage frame. And the cover is actually the kind of board or the paper board covering up the camera itself. So you can just remove the rectangular shape paper board from that. Yes, yes. Now I see you. Thank you very much.
And thanks for the help.
Anytime. Good to be helped.
All right, so now moving to step 2.
Yeah, we concur.
And on step 2.5, I confirm that green LED is illuminated.
Copy that.
In Houston, Chris on 2 for the GFCI cable. Apologies if I missed an answer from you.
Hey, no worries at all. Yeah, Sophie was working with JAXA. So for GFCI, you can find it at, or any of them, at Node 1, Deck 4, Kilo 1 Locker. There should be a 24 by 24 Ziploc with some in there. And then I have an answer for your crew note. The PS28 cable can be any serial number, and OSO is going to update the stone note for future activities.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I figured it probably was fine with any, but yeah, so that just, yeah, for the next time I maybe put any, that'll be maybe speed some stuff up. Cool. All right, Kilo 1, I'll grab a GFCI and report the number. Thank you.
Perfect.
Kuba from Sophie, step 2.11, checking that data is being stored to PLT successfully.
And Sophie, thank you for reporting, but unfortunately, we're not seeing that data properly here, so could you move on to step 2.12.12 and perform that if steps there.
With copies, moving to 2.12.12. I see good green LED.
Copy that. Also, could you check the orange LED?
Again?
Yeah, for the first line of the if statement, we'd like to both green LED, we'd like to check both green LED and orange LED status.
I see both green LED, but I do not see orange LED.
Copy. Do not see orange LED. We're checking. Standby.
Well, actually, I see on a blinking orange LED on the camera, on the face of the camera.
Okay, copy. Blinking orange LED on the camera. We're checking.
So, actually, sorry. So the blinking LED, orange LED, is on the CO2 sensor.
Okay, blinking orange LED on the CO2 sensor. We are still checking standby. And Sophie Tsukuba, back with you. Actually, the LED we are looking for is not on the surface of the same surface of the camera and the sensor, but the other, it's in the, yes, exactly, that side. So, okay, it looks like we see,
yes,
the green.
This is what I described.
Okay.
Green LED on these sides, but on top of it, I also see the orange LED on the CO2 sensor blinking, which I'm showing to the camera.
Okay. Could you hold that sensor and showing us the side of the sensor for a while? And please keep it. Thank you very much. Station Scuba on Space Command 2 for Sophie. Thank you for holding that sensor for a while. We'd like you to power cycle of that sensor, so which means that please power off the sensor once and check green LED not illuminated and switch the power back on. How copy?
Copy. I just turned it off and I confirm we see no green LED and no orange blinking LED on the CO2 sensor.
Yeah, thank you for showing us. We copy and concur.
And I'm ready to power it on again.
Yep. Go ahead on the power on. And we are checking Sophie. Standby.
Copy. And we have two good green LEDs in the back and still a blinking orange LED on the CO2 sensor. the same
copy
systems
thank you.
As previously.
Yep, we see it. Thank you very much for the status. Sophie, Tsukuba on Space Program 2. Thank you for showing us. Looks like it's still no joy. So we'd like to just one more try of the power cycle. That will be the last result, but please try the power cycle again.
Okay, last power cycle, and I'll be waiting 15 seconds in between.
Copy. Thank you.
Turning it on again now.
Yeah, we see it, and please hold up there for a while. And Sophie, just for information, I'm hearing that we'll need at least 2 minutes from the power on to the orange LED start blinking. So it'll be still, let's see, 1 minute and 30 seconds or so to go. So please be patient, sorry.
I don't know, where is it all? I'm happy to work with you guys.
Sophie, Tsukuba on Space 1-2, thank you for holding it. It looks like we have no joy here. So we are thinking about what to do next for this particular serial number item. But so could you stand by just a second, just a minute?
No worries, take your time.
And Sophie, Tsukuba on Space 1-2, partially good news. Although we are not seeing the data on the PLT, so because that's why we are asking you to try the power cycle a couple of times. But in the meantime, we confirmed that the data itself is being stored inside of the sensor itself. So we are not losing any science here. With that, we'd like to move on to step three of the procedure.
It's copy. That's good news. We're not losing sense in step three of the procedure.
Copy and conclude. Thank you, Sophie. We are checking.
We are from Sophie on 2.
Red on 2.
So just a quick note at the place where I'm at step 3.7, where I'm supposed to put some captain tape. There is already another Velcro loop, so I just did put two half captain tapes. And I can remove them easily, so just have a nice workaround with the tabs that I can remove afterwards.
Okay, copy. You used the capstone tape, or the vertical loop, sorry, already there, and just like to double check. Still, you have made the configuration attaching the sensor 004, party figure 3, is that correct?
So at the step 3.7, there was already some Velcro loop on the wall, and I just did put some captain tape around in two pieces instead of one piece, but I still have the good tabs and everything per procedure, except that it's in two halves.
Okay, copy that. Checking, sorry.
So on this one, I also have an orange LED which just appeared and disappeared. Let me send it, show it to you, the place where it was.
Okay, copy that. We see the orange LED as well. Thank you very much. And standby. And Sophie, thank you for showing that. Although the configuration looks great, but still we are not seeing the data on the PLT. So part of the procedure step 3.12, we'd like you to perform the power cycle on this item as well.
Copy, power cycle on serial number 4.
Thank you. And Sophie, it's Kuba on Space Gun 2. Sorry to say, but we are not seeing the data, so please perform the power cycle once again. This is going to be the last power cycle on the serial number 004.
A new power cycle on serial number 4.
And Sophie, it's Kuba on Space 2. Thank you very much for holding that for a long time. Thank you very much. We have not seen the data on the PLT, but with the current configuration, we'd like to move on to the next. So please attach that serial number 004 on the wall, and then move on to the step 3.13.
With copy, I attach it to the wall per procedure and move to 3.13.
Do copy.
That's step 3, decimal 13 complete, and checking with you for step 4, decimal 1.
Okay, thank you for reporting, Sophie. Part our record, the power on time of the serial number 003, the last power on time of the 003 was 17. Oh, I don't have the record, but I'm hearing that the bingo time is 18:14:14, so it will be just about 1 minute, sorry. Standby.
Good copy.
And station Tsukuban, specimen 2 for Sophie. We've passed the time of the 30 minutes, so you are go for step 4, decimal 2.
Copy, go for step 4, decimal 2. Okay, that's done for step 4, decimal 3, checking 4, decimal 2, checking with you for step 4, decimal 3.
And Sophie, we copy that you completed step 4, decimal 2. And in order to move on to step 4, decimal 4, the next bingo time is 18:34. So we have a real time until that. So we suggest you to skip step 4, decimal 4, and perform step 7 first. And then we'll come back to step 4, decimal 4. How copy?
Copy, skip step 4, decimal 4, and move to step 7, and we'll come back to 4, decimal 4 later.
Yes, that's a good copy.
So step 7, decimal 1 is the sensor serial number 3, ready to power off.
Yes, I should have included that word. Yes, you are go. I mean, the power off is ready, so you are go.
And on step 7, decimal 6, green LED is not illuminated.
Copy, green LED not illuminated now.
Tuba from Sophie on 2, depending on the time remaining, I can also downlink the pictures right now.
Tuba copies that, yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Okay, so I pause here and go downlink the picture. I'll be back in a minute or two.
Thank you very much.
Tuba from Sophie on 2, I'm ready for the next 4 decimal 4.
Yeah, Sophie, thank you for reporting, but again, we need to wait about, let's see, 9 minutes or so until we hit 18:34. So, yeah, currently you're free to go and come back before 18:34.
9 minutes, and just as a report, the pictures have been downlinked from SSC 1616.
Copy, SSC 1616.
On to. Okay, copy the question. EVA is going off to verify.
And Tsukuba from Sophie on 2. Just for your information, I will leave 4 extra Velcro loops just in case we need them unexpectedly for the next days.
Okay, copy. You will leave the 4 extra Velcro loops there for future use.
And they will be in the heavy ziplock with Velcro, the 2 serial number CO2 sensors.
Okay, copy that.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and tape. EVA has gotten back to me, only glass cloth tape. Okay, Chris, yep, we copy. Yeah, the only 2 that are allowed outside on EVA are the Kapton and the glass, and it's for this application specifically, the glass is preferred because it's less likely to fray. Perfect.
Sophie, back with you. So, Tsukuba from Sophie, back with you on 2.
And Sophie, it's good on 2. Yes, we are just in good time, so you go for step 4, decimal 4.
Go for step 4, decimal 4.
Copy.
4, decimal 4 complete. I'm ready to go to step 7, decimal 1 with your go.
And actually, step 7 has been done already, so you will go at step 8, decimal 1.
Yeah, that's correct. Step 8, decimal 1.
Yeah, we see that the green LED
is not
illuminated.
Step 8, decimal 7, no more green LED.
Copies on the concurs.
That's step 8, decimal 7 complete. Moving to step 9, if okay for you.
Yep, we are okay, and you can move on.
Okay, so just I put the cover on Jim's internal forward camera and as well as on the starboard, right?
Yes, if that's the case, yeah, I see the starboard camera also has no cover right now, so you can cover both internal port camera and the starboard camera. Thank you. And Sophie Tsukuba on Spacetrion 2, while we still see you, we just like to confirm about the photo stow configuration, if you're ready.
Again, last message?
Yeah, we'd like to confirm the photo downlink configuration. As shown in the step 9.4, we'd like to copy that you have already downloaded the photo in the SSC 16, but we just like to make sure if that was in the restricted folder as written in the step 9.4.
So I did input for JAXA and I said restricted GAFDIS CO2 sensor.
Okay, copy that. Thank you very much.
See you. So that Sophie took about from Sophie on 2, that the procedure is complete and stowage is nominal, and on your go, I'm ready to turn off the GEM 1 camera.
Yes, Sophie, thank you very much. You go for turning off the GEM Cam 1. It was great working with you today, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. It was really good working with you, too. So have a good rest of the night, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye. And hello to all the teams in Tsukuba.
Thank you. We'll for sure to pass that on. And you, too, have a great rest of your evening. Thank you very much.
Arigatou gozaimasu.